Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues the previous list that we've seen of individuals that swear and collect, even though ordinarily a person swears to become pater, not to have to pay. But midrabbanan, rabbinically, there are certain individuals that swear and then they collect immediately. One of those was v'hachen v'ni'al pinkasai, a storekeeper pertaining to his ledger. Ketzad, says the Mishnah, how so? We're not talking about a case that the storekeeper tells the homeowner, write into my ledger that you owe me 200 zuz that you took from me in credit. In that situation, the storekeeper does not swear and collect. Rather, we're talking about a situation where Amar Loi, where the homeowner says to the storekeeper, give my child 2 si'ah of chitin of wheat, or tame lepayali besela mois, or give my worker a sela of small change, and I will come and I will pay you a full sela. Hu aymer nasati. The storekeeper says, your son came in and I gave him the wheat. The worker came in and I gave him the money, and he also has it recorded in his ledger. Vehein aymrim, but the workers say, loy natalnu. We never got anything from the chenvani. We never got anything from the storekeeper. Or the son says, I never got anything. Who, the storekeeper, nishba v'naitel, he swears from to the homeowner that what he's saying is true, and he collects. V'hein, and the workers, nishba v'naitelim, they swear to the homeowner, you know, their employer, that they did not receive wages. And the halacha is, they both collect. Now, the Gemara explains something very important, that both the chenvani and the payalim, both the storekeeper and the employers, and the employees, they swear in front of one another so that they should be embarrassed, because definitely one of them is lying. But bottom line is, if they do both swear, then the Baal HaBayis, the homeowner, has to pay wages to his employee, and he also has to pay the storekeeper for the money that he told him to extend. Amar Benana says, Kate said, how could you have such a situation? Elu ve'elu ban lidei shvua shav. Comes out that one person is certainly swearing falsely. That's a mockery of truth and of justice. Elahu naitel shalei b'shvua, v'hein naitel shalei b'shvua. The storekeeper collects without a shvua. The employees collect without a shvua. And therefore, at least, there is no shvua. There's no oath being taken. That's untrue. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.